However, this treaty did not stop the battle lines from spreading throughout Europe. More Protestant churches emerged in different countries after Luther's original call for reform. For the first time in 1,000 years, Western Europe was not united under a single church. The Catholics still had strongholds in Spain, parts of France, several German states, and, of course, Italy. However, Lutheranism spread throughout the German states into Scandinavia, which is present-day Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, and into Eastern Europe as well. In Switzerland, a brand new form of Protestantism was created by John Calvin, 1509 through 1564. Calvinism originally taught that what we do and what we believe are not essential to enter heaven. Instead, God had selected in advance or predestined who would be saved and who would not. This predestination required, therefore, absolute faith in God's ultimate plan for us. Predestination. Predestination. As no one on earth knows his or her final destination, we might as well enjoy our time here, in addition to believing that our souls have been preselected. Like Humpty Dumpty after he fell from the wall, all the Pope's princes and all the Pope's power could not bring back together the separate faiths of Europe. A counter-reformation throughout the 17th century addressed some of the original criticisms of Luther and others, and actually accomplished the original goal of reforming the church from the inside. However, by that time it was too late, as there were more denominations of Christianity that could not agree on even the most basic interpretations of Christ's message, like the concept of the Trinity, for example. The princes and people of Europe had reinterpreted the traditional connection between the state and the church. Chaos followed for many people of Europe as religious and secular authorities clashed. Perhaps this chaos is most revealed in a small and, at the time, not so powerful island nation in northern Europe.